and we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. They're going to be talking about what the Chesterton Art Center is doing on the 63rd Annual Chesterton Art Fair, which is going to be August 6th and 7th. And this is the 63rd year they're doing it, and they're going to have lots of things to talk about. We'd like to welcome the Marketing Director, Scott Saporiti, and the Program Director, Jillian Bridgman. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a big thing going on. And of course, by way of letting people know, I'm also involved with the Chesterton Art Center as vice chair, but you guys have all the real information here. So go ahead and start telling us a little bit about it.
The fair runs Saturday, August 6th from 10 to 5, and Sunday, again, August 7th from 10 to 4 at Dogwood Park, located at 1504 South 23rd Street in Chesterton. There is free and accessible parking available to all visitors on both sides of the park. So that makes it easy. This year we have over 80 artists in a wide variety of media, including painting, wood, jewelry, glass, leather, fiber arts, and more. So we have new artists as well as old favorites. So we're excited. This year we have a great lineup of artists joining us.
We should probably mention, while parking is free, to get into the art fair, there is a fee. And what is that this year?
Admission is $5 per person. Kids 12 and under are free to enter the fair. And then tickets can be purchased on our website, which is chestertonart.org, at the center here on site at our office, or also at the gates the day of the fair.
And there's things to do there besides artists, things to eat and also entertainment. So tell us either more about that.
Absolutely. So visitors can enjoy obviously browsing and purchasing works from the artist booth that Scott mentioned, but there's also going to be a great lineup of live music, including Patty Schaffner, Billy Foster Trio, Mark Owens, and a few more. There's some delicious foods from local vendors, including Dog Days Ice Cream, Big D's Eats, and some sweet treats from St. Elizabeth's. Obviously, there's also a fabulous kids art activity booth where families can kind of gather with their kids. And this year, we're going to feature tie-dyeing and jewelry making at that booth.
Very good. Tell us a little about the history of the Chesterton Art Fair. I know both of you are kind of new to the Chesterton Art Center, but you can probably speak to that. It's been around for a while.
We have an interesting history because the Chesterton Art Fair started the year before the Chesterton Art Center. So in 1960, a group of artists got together and did the fair. And then the next year, they decided to put the organization together as the Chesterton. It didn't start out as the Chesterton Art Center. I'm blanking on the original name.
Artists and Association.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
Artisans and
Porter County Artisans Association, I think is what it was called.
Yes, because there's this is their third or fourth name. Because it was Chesterton Art Gallery right before it was Chesterton Art Fair. So we've had some changes in there.
On topic of the art fair still, I think it's fun to note that this is going to be the first year the teen arts group that we have here is actually going to have their own booth at the fair where they're going to be selling and kind of showcasing their own personal work. So that's a really exciting new thing happening tied into the fair in August.
Very good. Well, besides the art fair, what other activities we have going on in the upcoming events in August there? Artists that are coming in and different things like that?
Yeah, so, well, but then also exhibiting with us in August, Corey Hagelberg is going to be coming to the center and doing an exhibit in both gallery spaces. And we're trying to tie a lot of our programming into that show as it kind of leads into our fall calendar of exhibitions. So there'll be some youth classes tied directly into topics about printmaking. Family art days are going to return and tie into that topic as well.
We also, for our members, we're going to be having a members-only event coming up. And there will be an invitation sent out to our current members. So we look forward to that.
What will that event be?
I don't know if we have a date on that yet.
No. What is going to entail in that event? What is happening?
It's going to be a private members with the artist event in the evening. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be doing some sample printmaking for them. And, you know, there'll be
it's like a private workshop led by the artists exhibiting. So members will have kind of access to this really special one-on-one time with that artist.
Excellent. And anything as we get into the new year, since we're already doing that, coming up, and then we'll go revisit the dates on the art fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Programming is really up and running. We are booking our calendar. I'm all the way into like March at this point. So there's going to be a big growth, I would say, both on the adult and youth programming side of things. We're kind of showcasing, you know, obviously the art visits that we've been doing now with different groups that come in, our family art days, as well as in-house classes, and growth in our outreach program. So that's a big part of it.
Very good. So give us a recap on the Chesterton Art Fair location, times, dates, costs, and like who's going to be coming there for entertainment and food.
It's going to be Saturday, August 7th or 6th and 7th. From 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. It's $5 to get in for adults, 12 and under. Kids 12 and under are free. It's located at 1504 South 23rd Street in Dogwood Park with free parking. And all proceeds benefit the operations and programs of CAC that serve the Doolin community and beyond.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight for the Chesterton Art Fair, and they have lots of things there with food, entertainment, the 63rd Annual Chesterton Art Fair, August 6th, 7th, and you can be there. Thank you, Scott Separetti and Jillian Bridgman, for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A Spotlight Extra. The Valparaiso Creative Council and the Valparaiso Skate Park Coalition is sponsoring a skate fundraiser on Sunday, August 7th, from 12 to 3 p.m., Butterfield Pavilion in Fairgrounds Park. Put on your wheels, roll down for a carnival-style event with food, auctions, skateboard demos, and lots of great activities for the whole family. So clear your schedule on Sunday, August 7th, and roll on in.